Now, will you notice the man now, and I'll introduce him to you. He said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man, and I don't know how he got rich, but he was rich, which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Now, a steward is a man that had charge of a man's goods. Abraham had a steward, you remember, had charge of all of his possessions. In fact, he went on the trip over to Haran to get a bride for his son Isaac. And David had a steward, you'll recall, in 1 Chronicles 28:1. And he had the responsibility and control of the chattels, all the physical possessions of the man, and actually of his children. And Paul says that it's required in a steward that a man be found faithful. This man would correspond to what you'd call the president of a corporation. He had charge of it. And he was guilty of malfeasance in office, misappropriation of funds. It's like the president of a bank who absconds with all of the funds, by the way. It's like it said of a Texan, an oil man down in Texas, he wrote a check and it said the bank bounced, not the check. And I tell you, some banks have bounced when the president left with everything also. And this is the man that's before. He wasted his goods. And he called him, and he said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. In other words, give us an annual report, or bring your report up to date. The day of reckoning had come for this man. He had to give an account. And he had a signet ring of the master that he used. He was the paymaster. And so what he did, instead of getting up a financial statement, what he did was, then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? Now notice this. He's going to use the law of the world. Self-preservation is the first law of life. And that'll excuse anything. What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. This was a man that his hands were soft, and he wasn't accustomed to work out doers. He couldn't be a common laborer, he thought. I cannot dig. And then he says, to beg, I am ashamed. It makes you smile to read that. He was ashamed to beg, but he wasn't ashamed to steal. And I think there are a lot of folk like that, too, by the way. And the very interesting thing is that he couldn't do either one of those, but then notice what he says. I cannot dig to beg. I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, that they may receive me into their houses. Now, this man, he did not repent. He had no regret or remorse at all. He's crooked. He's called clever by the world. He's not able to work. He had no training for that. His age probably was against him. And he's not going to beg. He had a spark of pride, but he won't be ashamed to steal. He won't be ashamed to be dishonest. And what actually he did more than that which was crooked, you notice what he did here. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and he said to the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? He said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, sit down, write 50. Actually, what he's saying is, how much do you owe my master? He said, well, about 100 barrels of oil. Well, he said, it costs $1 a barrel now. I tell you what we'll do. We'll just let you have it for 50 cents a barrel. Half, you see. And notice what else he did. He said to him, just sit down, write 50. He said to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. I don't know why he didn't give this fellow the discount he gave the other one, but he said, make yours 80 cents a bushel instead of $1. And he began as a crook. He ends a crook. He's just a bigger crook at the end than he was at the very beginning. And he's not punished. You know, these TV programs of violence, they give as an excuse crime does not pay, and that they're trying to teach that. You don't always get the message, but it's supposed to be there. I have news for you. It paid this man to be crooked. He's not punished. The man fell among thieves, and Were the thieves ever caught? Our Lord never did tell us about that, did he? He didn't give us a story and say crime does not pay.